Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatic Sportsbook app.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Tuesday installment of Sabres Live, and not the final show of the week. So we are different from 1 week ago. And we're only 2 days away from Shayna Goldman, we think. Next appearance for her on the show. So those are things
not
to look
cottage
forward.
Season for Shayna. She's in middle prime Wimbledon tennis season right now. So she's ready to come on the show.
She's always in season. Mm-hmm. That, like, right? I mean, there's no other way to do it. She is into and hardcore whatever her interests are. And that's what we love about having her on, because she's just so invested in every single topic, as we try to be. I think we were yesterday. We went heavy on Bo Byram, obviously. And then by extension, you know, whether it's a direct domino or just tangents, things like this, like the, anything and everything could be connected. So what did we talk about yesterday? Two clubs elected for arbitration, again, you know, with players of their own. We had 11 players previously the day before file for arbitration on their own right. But in this case,
it's always about how many get to arbitration, right? 11 filed, how many will get there?
I got news for you. Jack McBain didn't come close.
I know, it didn't even come close. Listen, you have until 5 o'clock the one day to for teams to elect for team arbitration, to take a player to arbitration. You know, 24, 48 hours later, boom, we're done. Jack McBain signed with Utah, 5 years at $4.25 million, a little bit more than what AFP Analytics had projected on that, but it's also more term. So McBain, who's 25, I believe, gets a five-year deal at roughly $4.25 million. That's, I think he did really well.
Has never hit 30 points yet in his career.
Exactly. Like, what was it? 14 goals, 16 assists, or somewhere in that range?
Less. 27 less. Points. That's what I mean. So, like, Jack Quinn, right? Over $3 million. Immediate reaction. Oh, my gosh. Like, way too high. He's a lot lower than McBain.
He's got much higher side. Total, he's younger and higher side. It's like, okay. But that's the rolling of the dice. You never know when it comes to going to arbitration. So Utah is saying, listen, we could go to arbitration and they're going to pull up some defensive metrics and some face-off metrics. And and all of a sudden we got to pay them, you know, $4.5 million this year. And then it's going to go up the year after. No, let's stay $20 million or so over 5 years and we're good here.
Right. And not that the dynamic of Utah necessarily changes incredibly. I mean, they had to bring in veteran players, and then some have moved on. They've hitched their ride to others, obviously. Many think they're a good team. Obviously, Buffalo and Utah connected through the Paterka Kesselring-Doan trade. But let's just push aside the mammoth now. McBain's done. That leaves one. That leaves the Sabres. It leaves Byram. It leaves, like, has the over-under changed on how quickly this is going to get resolved now with Byram and the Sabres based on the McBain mammoth thing?
I don't think the over-under has changed at all, because McBain and the Utah Mammoth was a different situation. It was there hasn't seemed to be any movement on McBain of saying, oh, there could be an offer sheet for McBain, or, you know, there could be a trade or any of that. It was just business needs to get done, and this is one way to do business. With Byram, it's different right now, because you still have the, oh, we could get a deal done before going to arbitration, but we could also get a deal done to make a trade. Because the team right now that's saying, okay, we're interested in Bo Byram, they're not going to acquire Bo Byram not knowing what this value or this next deal would be like. So for a trade to happen from now until the arbitration, late July, early August, or whatnot, would have to come with a deal. Would have to come with a deal. But Byram cannot, technically, cannot negotiate any deals with anybody else but the Sabres right now, because that offer sheet is off the table. So that's why it gets a little tricky. But the Sabres, if they had a willing partner that said, okay, this is the deal, we're going to offer you X, Y, and Z for Bo Byram, well, then I think the Sabres would say, okay, well, then for the deal to happen, you probably want a deal done contract-wise with Bo Byram. Go ahead and talk to him. Try to figure it out. And if you figure it out, we'll make the deal. So I think that's why it would take a while. It's the over-under hasn't changed on the timing now, because there's still a lot of hoops that would need to happen for anything to change before arbitration.
I think on social yesterday, we asked, you know, what you think will happen next with Byram. I think from, you know, my whatever thought process along those lines, and more specifically to you, because I'm full of questions today, some of them like completely off the wall, which we're going to get to, and hopefully mildly entertaining. That's always, you know, viewer's choice. But what is the best case scenario from your perspective, Marty?
The best case scenario,
as to how this Byram situation unfolds.
The best case scenario for me would be to say, okay, I know Bo Byram's a really good player. I know Bo Byram and Rasmus Dahlin was a good pair. Can I just have this year? I don't care what happens in 2 years down the road. I don't care what happens in 5 years down the road. I care about what happened from October 1st this year until, you know, July 1st of next year. Like that whole year, I'm including the playoffs in there. That's what I care about. And how is my team better starting then? I don't care about October 1st, 2026. I don't care about October 1st, 2027. I really don't. I care about this year. So if I know that at the very least, Byram would be signed to a one-year deal going into this year with arbitration, then if I'm going to make a move, it better make my team now much better. And I don't care if it is in a year or two or three. So in that sense, I think that making a trade right now, unless it was one of those no-brainer, you're like, whoa, we just fleeced the other team, right? Like, and that's rare to happen at this time.
You painted this picture yesterday. If I trade Bo Byram for a forward because we have a hole in the top six, that's cool. But then we have a hole on the blue line.
Yes.
So based on what you just said, are you leaning more to keeping him because you're concerned about a hole on the blue line as opposed to a hole up front?
I'm concerned about a hole on the blue line 100%. I'm also concerned about what that blue line slash goaltending would look like if you don't have the support right there. So that to me is a big concern. Like Michael Kesselring, look, I mean, I think he's a really nice player. And I think that for me, penciled in with Owen Power in the second pair would be perfect. But that's in July. And like on my piece of paper, what is that going to look like in September and in October? I'd rather have all my options available to me to say, hey, maybe it would be Kesselring and Dahlin, because I'll put Byram with Power, because maybe that doesn't work with Power. And or maybe it's mid, late October, early November. And you know what? Owen Power is not cutting it right now. I got to make a move. I got to trade him. Well, at least I would have Dahlin and Byram to be there if I wanted to just press the eject button and say, okay, we're moving on because it's not working. But if I don't have Byram, all of a sudden I'm still hoping that, oh, well, let's give Power a little bit more time, right? If it doesn't work. So there's a lot there that is way more concerning for me on the blue line without Byram than it is up front without having a top six forward added to the mix.
But based on the kind of access to information, and that might be overstating it, certainly rumors and speculation, obviously. Does your opinion flip a little bit, or your curiosity get heightened, you know, the more you hear Jordan Kyrou, Mason McTavish, you know, names like that? Like, do you then go, oh, okay, I can make this work in the top six, and then I'm less concerned about the blue line? Like, what happens in your, because I'm, as you may know, I give you a lot of credit. Okay, so maybe I didn't give your Blue Jays enough credit at the end of the show. I was trying to make a quick one-liner.
You quickly went to, by the way, the Dodgers are terrible right now.
Well, no, I was celebrating the Houston Astros in-season World Series, because they will probably never win another game this year because I mentioned them yesterday. So that's how this works. Their winning streak ended last night to a not a good lately Cleveland team. But all that aside, I respect how you view all of this. So I like following your ebbs and flows in the concept, you know, the thought of like roster construction and stuff like that. So yes, Kyrou's name was out there a ton before July 1st and when his no trade kicked in. Mm-hmm. And the Ducks, because of what we all assumed, and it still is true, this massive amount of cap space that they still have, which logically a third of it was probably going to get eaten up, 20 to 30% of it was going to get eaten up in new deals for Dostal and McTavish.
Yes.
But the fact of the matter is Pat Verbeek's been there a while, but hasn't had the massive splash impact on his roster until Michael Granlund in free agency and the head coach in Joel Quenneville. And they're, you know, McTavish is not his guy, so to speak, from a draft standpoint. But like, I don't even know what's more preposterous, like the Blues signing a Kyrou deal, he lives up to it, and now even with a, you know, no move, no, what is it, no full no move
for Kyrou, no trade clause, full no trade. No trade until 2030, and then it drops to a 15 team.
So like, what's more realistic here, Kyrou moves despite having the protection not to, or Mason McTavish, who, depending on how you slice it, I can give you two other players who are super interesting age and stat line wise as comps. Quentin Byfield and JJ Paterka.
Well, yeah, I have JJ Paterka as a comp for sure.
So like, why would the Ducks move off of Mason McTavish? And what would they be getting at this point in time?
Well, like, the Ducks would move on of Mason McTavish if the same way the Sabres moved off of JJ Paterka.
Well, they would move McTavish for Kyrou, presumably, right?
Yes. And Kyrou going to Anaheim. I mean, Anaheim is going to be one of those teams that
would be a good fit for Anaheim. It would be a more established, consistent scorer.
Yes.
But why sacrifice Mason McTavish at this point, unless you really don't think he's trending upwards. But his, like I said, the numbers are very, 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 very similar to Byfield and Paterka.
Yeah, so I am more interested in Mason McTavish. I think it's more likely to me that a Mason McTavish would be available to Buffalo than a Jordan Kyrou. I think Kyrou, the no trade clause, what we know of, unfortunately, the lack of success and the lack of buzz in Buffalo for that. I don't see Kyrou saying, yeah, okay, I'll wave to go to Buffalo. It just doesn't make sense right now. Now, it could be like that. Like, you win. All of a sudden, the Sabres make the playoffs. You win, and it's like, yeah, I want to go there, right? Mm-hmm. Because it creates a buzz. It creates that. Anaheim is starting to create that buzz with their moves and their acquisition and the young players that they have. So I could see Kyrou move.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
When, like, waiving his no-trade clause to go to Anaheim, but Mason McTavish has nothing of that. Mason McTavish is a restricted free agent, I should say, no S, he's not from Latvia, but he is in search of a contract. It's the same situation Paterka found himself in. Do you feel comfortable all of a sudden saying, we're going to move off of a guy like Bo Byram to acquire a Mason McTavish and in return give him the same money that J.J. Paterka got?
Can't be the same.
Well, a little less. It would be a little less.
I would think a little less, yeah.
I think you look at Mason McTavish. He still had himself, 22 goals last year, trending up. Paterka,
more of a centerman, obviously, than Paterka.
You're still paying 6.5 or close to 7 for Mason.
Remember, this just reinforces how good a deal the Kings made with Byfield.
Yes. When you look at Quentin Byfield, and they were the first one to jump in, right? When they got Quentin Byfield done, they're saying, okay, let's sign him to a $6.25 million, 5-year deal. Mm-hmm. Now he's entering year two of that. So he will become a UFA sooner because it was just a 5-year deal. But I think that was a really good management type deal by Rob Blake at the time in LA to get that done. But I think Mason McTavish is probably closer to 7 million, 6.5 to 7 on a long-term deal. Would he fit the Sabres 100%? I think that Mason McTavish would be the kind of player that, and I'm going to say this carefully, J.J. Paterka could have been, in the sense that when I look at Paterka, I see the production, but I always want to see a little bit more of a gritty side to J.J., right? And there was some flashes of that, but Mason McTavish brings a lot of grit to his game.
Does he perception-wise or reality-wise?
Reality-wise, but it's as high a production as Paterka, so that's the difference. So if you were to say, okay, where would he fit in your top six? I think he would fit great in a top six.
But he's a center. He's more of a center, and then that changes things here because we have to keep in mind where Yuri Kulik played last year.
Yeah, and that's fine. I mean, I wouldn't have a problem saying you put McTavish with Yuri on the same line if you wanted to, and then you put a guy like Alex Tuck with them, and then you can kind of have Tuck being a very good, responsible, all-around player, and a McTavish and Yuri switching back and forth, depending on... Lindy Ruff has been very specific about what he likes from the players in the middle of the ice. He was very, very critical of Thompson and Cousins, so much so Cousins got traded. Thompson was moved to the wing. I think that if all of a sudden you have Yuri playing in the middle, but there's a little bit of a slow process there, boom, you can insert a McTavish. I think McTavish is more the type of player I would say I would call on and see what it would take. And how does Bo Byram would fit in, you know, the Anaheim Ducks and if that would work for them, and then kind of see where that goes. But again, now here's the issue. Mason McTavish, just like J.J. Paterka, was not eligible for arbitration, can hold out. He if he doesn't sign his contract, all of a sudden you're no better. Game one, if you don't have Mason McTavish signed and you traded away Bo Byram. Now you have a hole in defense and you have a hole on forward. So if you're going to make the move, you better be guaranteed, just like if somebody was to trade for Byram right now, that you have a deal in place, that you have the length, the term, the money in place with a Mason McTavish.
I think it's easier to understand the Kyrou speculation before the no trade kicked in.
Yes.
The Blues had an outstanding run under a new coach, and I would say most of their key players lived up to expectations to help get them there and get them within the closest margin of getting to round two. And recognizing that they have enough players of Kyrou's age or higher that they probably should try to keep maintaining that balance of keeping the younger players, of which they just traded Bolduc to Montreal.
Yep.
And therefore might be unlikely to part with Neighbors, who's younger than Kyrou. And you can understand from a Blues perspective why Kyrou might be in the, you know, the discussion mill. Why do you think McTavish is?
Well, I heard his name at the trade deadline. I heard his name earlier in the season in Mason McTavish.
Right.
So I was very puzzled by that. Like, why would the Anaheim Ducks want to move off of a Mason
McTavish? Well, do they not think he's a center? Do they not think he's the right center? Like, Carlson's going to be the guy.
Yeah, and Ryan Strome.
They brought in a versatile Granlund. They have Strome.
Yeah.
They obviously, like many teams, weren't able to make as big a splash, perhaps, as they would like in free agency. It's not done yet. But, like, it does beg more questions, right? McTavish than Kyrou?
So the way that I see Anaheim is that, okay, maybe they can use a piece to strengthen somewhere else. Like you just mentioned, Lucas Dostal, he needs a contract. He had a fantastic year. But I'm not so sure that he had a fantastic start of the year and then it dwindled a little bit in the second half. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
But I'm not so sure that Anaheim, the blue line, is where they want it to be. So now when you look at, for example, this year.
Still pretty good, though.
But they were last 5-on-5 in expected goals against last year. They were the worst team. Now, maybe that's why they changed coach. Maybe that's why they revamped the whole, you know, coaching staff. They bring in Coach Quenneville, everything. But if you're Anaheim, you went and acquired Chris Kreider. Mm-hmm. You went and signed Michael Granlund. You still have Troy Terry. You have Carlson and Cutter Gauthier. You acquired Jacob Trouba. I think you could say what they're missing right now is a piece on the blue line, is somebody that can come in on the blue line and strengthen that group right now. Like Jackson Lacombe is a great young defenseman. He had a really good year. But would you strengthen your back end if you had Byram, Gudas, Trouba, Lacombe, Zellweger? Like you're thinking about, oh yeah. So now what Anaheim is thinking is, let's use a chip that we have that can fetch us the return that we need. I think that's the same thing the Sabres are looking at Bo Byram, saying, okay, this is a chip that we have in hand. We can use it if we're going to get something we want in return. But if that's not there, we're completely okay and fine having him in our lineup. Anaheim is doing the same thing with Mason McTavish. They're not going to trade Leo Carlson. They're not going to trade Cutter Gauthier.
Right.
They're not going to trade Troy Terry. It's
not like his name hasn't been out there.
It's not like his name hasn't been out there, but I don't see Troy Terry with his modified no trade being moved right now. I'm just saying the one guy that is available and could be the easy one to say, pluck it out of our group and we'll acquire something is a Mason McTavish. I think that's why his name has been out there. Sometimes you have as a team to identify, when are we going to be able to trade from a position of strength?
Right.
And right now, Anaheim is looking at Mason McTavish and saying that could be their position of strength, that if a deal is there, we can fetch something in return.
And Sabres Blues or Sabres Ducks?
Sabres Ducks.
Is a more likely trade partner?
It's a more likely trade. Yeah, I don't see the Blues and Kyrou being much of a target for the Sabres. Now, if you wanted to say we're switching to Jake Neighbors, which we mentioned yesterday on the show, I'm like, okay, this is a different thing. Jake Neighbors doesn't have any trade protection, and now we're it's a new landscape of a deal. But I like Mason McTavish, and what I've heard of the rumor mill in the last 5-6 months is more of a possibility, realistic possibility, than Jordan Kyrou at this time.
A headline in the Orange County Register as it pertains to the Ducks today gives us a quote: "Best years are ahead of me." The quote attached to 33-year-old Mikael Granlund. Do you believe it?
I liked how he looked on that all-finish line in Dallas with Roope Hintz and Mikko Rantanen. I thought that was some of the best hockey I've seen him play. But he doesn't drive his own line. Like when Rantanen went cold, all of a sudden Granlund went cold. And I get it. You know, the line goes with your best player, and Rantanen was the best player. But I don't know. I think with Granlund, it has been very frustrating. You watch him and you think, wow, he's such a good player.
Why is it frustrating? Like, he is what he is.
I want more. I know, but more.
This headline, just puts him in, and it's his words. It was a quote. "My best years are ahead of me." Like, okay, so he's bringing this on himself. But, like, Granlund is what he is. I was pumping his tires so hard last year.
Yeah.
Based on how he had been since becoming a San Jose Shark and how undervalued or appreciated he was league-wide because of where he was playing and obviously the lack of success. But I've never thought that Granlund is like up here, that you have to, you know, expect 80 to 85 points or something. I don't know.
But if he says his best years are ahead of him, wouldn't you think that that means he's going to hit 70 plus points in the future, which
he better, especially if they trade Mason McTavish.
Okay, when he was 24, he had 69 points, 26 goals.
Right.
25, this is all with Minnesota, 67 points, 21 goals. Yeah. And has not hit those numbers again in his career. So you're telling
me... But his points per game in San Jose were very good.
2 years ago were really good. He had 60 points in 69 games.
Yeah.
But bad team... You know, you're getting power play, you're getting top lines, totally right. Different.
Yeah.
Now, I wouldn't buy that stock. You're offering me my Mikael Granlin stock, saying his best years are ahead of him. I'm not buying it. I am not buying that stock.
Thank you. That's the answer I wanted. And we have more questions along those lines as we continue here on Sabres Live. There is no question what's happening down at the arena on September 13th. Of course, this all comes together annually when we have the Prospects Challenge, and it's Sabres Fan Fest presented by Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. It's all happening in and around KeyBank Center and Ticketmaster Alumni Plaza, player appearances, games, activities, tons of stuff. Hockey Fest, of course, taking part out on RJ Way on Perry Street. All participants take home a Hockey Fest t-shirt that are involved in the street hockey portion of it and receive a ticket offer for a regular season game this upcoming season. You can visit sabres.com/fanfest to learn more. And stick with us here on Sabres Live. Lots more hockey talk to get to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.